Dozens of Southwest flights have been canceled today for inspections following last week's deadly engine explosion. Senator Chuck Schumer has issued a new report showing the FAA is filing fewer enforcement actions for safety maintenance.
The FAA has been in a nosedive on safety maintenance and enforcement, and that simply should not fly.
A researcher at the University of Cambridge is expected to testify before a British parliamentary committee today. Dr. Alexander Kogan is accused of giving Facebook data about tens of millions of Americans to the research firm Cambridge Analytica. Facebook says he broke company policy by grabbing the information, but he says that's not what happened.
The idea that this was a hack is flat out wrong. It's like, imagine a warehouse. We didn't break in. We went on Amazon and ordered the data and they delivered it to us.
Information was collected on users who downloaded an online quiz. Adrian Bankert, ABC News.
Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store for O'Reilly Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant for only $6.99 a gallon. Protect your engine from overheating with O'Reilly Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant, now $6.99 a gallon at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Monday, sunny skies, lower 70s. Winds will be from the northeast at 5 and 10. Clear for tonight, lower 40s. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of rain showers in the afternoon, temperatures in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, chance of rain showers will drop down to 43. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 70.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
1205 from KNDY. Again, we're doing some software upgrades, about a 15-year technology leap here at the studios. We got everything installed on the hardware side last week, and today we begin the new learning curve of implementing the new systems. So if from time to time we have a brief pause, bear with us. And if from time to time something doesn't sound normal on KNDY for the next several days, in fact, until we fine-tune everything, you'll just have to be patient with us as we adopt new technology for better listening on your radio station.
As planting season begins across the country, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to follow the basic steps for seed treatment stewardship. Follow directions on seed container labeling. Eliminate weeds in and around the field prior to planting. Minimize dust by using advanced seed flow lubricants. Be aware of honeybees and hives located near the field. Remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment. And ensure that any spilled seeds are removed or covered by soil to protect wildlife and the environment. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer. The future of America's corn industry is in the hands of the next generation of corn farmers. The National Corn Growers Association's New Leader Program is a leadership development program for young farmers and farm couples who want to learn more about their industry. You'll identify your own leadership style, learn about advocacy, policy, and communicating with consumers, skills that will be beneficial both on and off the farm. Participants also attend Commodity Classic, America's largest farmer-led trade show. Register online by April 27th at ncga.com.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, as beef production rises this year, beef cattle prices are certainly doing the opposite. Gary Crawford explains.
U.S. beef producers will be stepping up production again this year. The latest USDA forecast has production at over 27.6 billion pounds. That would be almost 1.5 billion pounds more than last year, or about a 5.5% increase.
To match that also is then a decline in prices.
USDA Outlook Chairman Seth Meyer says his analysts now are predicting the
steer price down $5 year over, a little over $5 year over year, $3.22 of that coming this month. So we reduced the 2018 price by $3.22. Weaker demand from packers, despite the fact that packer margin's pretty good.
Part of the problem also is that pork and chicken producers are boosting output as well, which will compete with beef. Gary Crawford, Washington.
While the Trump administration was met with applause from many in agriculture in suggesting it will grant an E15 summertime waiver to allow sales year-round, oil industry officials expressing concerns. American Petroleum Institute says forcing higher ethanol fuel blends into the marketplace could have negative consequences for American consumers. API claims that higher ethanol blends like E15 can harm engines and fuel systems and potentially force drivers to pay for unexpected and costly repairs themselves. An API spokesman said the industry plans to consider all options to prevent such a waiver. That waiver would grant exemption of E15 fuels from the reed vapor pressure requirements. They're currently limited to E15 sales. The waiver talks come as the oil industry complained about RIN prices seeking a cap, but ethanol supporters say the E15 waiver to allow year-round sales will actually lower RIN prices and provide consumers more options at the pump. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment.
Mid-America Network News. The Kansas Highway Patrol said several children and one adult were injured when a deer collided with a van. It happened around 5:40 p.m. yesterday, about 10 miles south of Great Bend. According to the patrol, a van was traveling south on Highway 281 when a deer ran out from the ditch and collided with the rear passenger side of the van. The deer entered the van and exited out the rear hatch of the vehicle. Four children, ranging in age from 1 month to 8 years old, were injured in the collision. An Olathe mother has been found competent to stand trial on charges of trying to kill her three children. The Kansas City Star reports 37-year-old Teresa Rover is charged with attempted capital murder after she and her three children ingested some type of prescription medication in February. Two of the three children would have died if they had not been found in time and rushed to the hospital. She remains in jail on $1 million bond and will be back in court on July 20th. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Restore lost fuel economy and eliminate rough idle with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy two bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner and get one free. Plus, get double O rewards points on this offer. Clean clogged injectors with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. Well, what about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
University of Kansas fraternity leaders say they're developing plans to reduce hazing and dangerous drinking. The new plan will require fraternities to reform recruitment and pledging processes at the 24 chapters. That action came after several houses were sanctioned this semester for hazing and drinking. The Kansas City Star reports the new initiative will also require fraternities to revise programs for new members, ban hard liquor at houses, and limit the number of guests at social events. Police found skimming devices on ATMs at convenience stores in the Kansas City area last week. A man was caught with numerous devices designed to steal credit card numbers from ATMs, and he's facing federal charges in Kansas City. He has been identified as David Velcu, but he had identification documents with different names from Italy, Ireland, Romania, and a California driver's license. The Kansas City Star reports he was arrested after an Olathe police detective tracked him to a motel in Independence. It's recommended that you check your credit card and bank accounts regularly. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts isn't giving up on his push to lower property taxes after his proposal to lawmakers stalled in this year's session. Ricketts says in an Associated Press interview he'll keep trying next year to build a coalition of supporters large enough to overcome senators who oppose it. The governor's property and corporate income tax package was derailed by a filibuster during the legislative session that ended last Wednesday. A former Platte County employee accused of stealing from the county while in charge of its adult diversion program has pleaded no contest. The Columbus Telegram reports that 44-year-old Tracy Nelson entered the pleas on Friday. The charges, two counts of theft, one of filing a false claim, and one of evidence tampering. Prosecutors say more than $56,000 was taken from the county from 2014 to last year. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Rick Averett.
Truck trailers. When it comes to the trailer you're hauling, whether you're driving a big rig or a pickup, MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas has your back. Dunan and Chaparral, drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, utility line of trailers by Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. Status of a bridge closed in Blue Rapids Township was again discussed, with no word from Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks as to a request for road maintenance or cost share at the site, which is adjacent to Tuttle Creek Reservoir lands to the south. Property owners wishing for access have suggested a low water crossing. The road is currently closed at the bridge site. Commissioners do not plan to replace the bridge with low traffic volumes in the area. Washington County Commissioners met for an hour last Monday, considering mostly routine business, before adjourning to work on budgets. Complete County Commissioners minutes are posted on our website and our Facebook page. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday. The county's application has been accepted for a $445,600 grant to update and replace all the road signs along county roads south of Highway 36. Nemahal County has no monetary obligation with the grant. Senior Services Public Transit Director Diane Youngins advised that she received official notification that Nemahal County was awarded a $390,000 building facility grant. She requested the Pioneer building site as her first preference for the new facility. Initial plans were discussed, and commissioners advised a traffic analysis be done at the site, which is a requirement for the grant, and to try to get a closer estimate of the cost of a new facility before a decision is made concerning whether or not to proceed with building of a new senior services center. After meeting with the county attorney, commissioners voted to sign a petition to initiate a tax sale of delinquent properties in Nemahal County. Marge Hadorn, age 84, formerly of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Thursday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Marge Haydorn. Leo Patrick Glenn, age 82, of Summerfield, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, at Holy Family Catholic Church, Summerfield. Interment in St. Bridget's Cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday 9 until 5 at Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Leo Glenn.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Whatever insurance coverage you need, call the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance in Marysville. Prompt, competitive quotes for your motorcycle, boat, RV, or camper. Let us help you with your coverage options and determine what's right for you and your budget. Don't risk being uninsured when an accident happens. You'll find us downtown Marysville at 709 Broadway or a call away at 562-2393.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Quiet weather throughout the rest of the day and into tonight, but across the central parts of the Midwest, another low will be moving across the area, bringing us a chance of rain showers tomorrow afternoon, continuing into tomorrow night and Wednesday. Otherwise, as we head through the end of the week, it looks like we'll see quiet weather continuing into the weekend and overall pretty nice conditions temperature-wise. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Monday, sunny skies, lower 70s, winds will be from the northeast at 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, lower 40s, winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. For Tuesday, partly sunny, then increasing clouds, chance of rain showers in the afternoon in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, chance of rain with a low near 43. As we get into Wednesday, mostly cloudy, chance of rain showers right around the upper 50s. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low near 40, and Thursday, mostly sunny skies. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For propane delivery, call on Hoover's in Greenleaf. Propane is a safe, efficient, economical choice for home heating, cooking, and other chores. For propane delivery, call Hoover's in Greenleaf, 747-2201. Offering prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Hoover's is just a phone call away. For your propane delivery needs, call Hoover's in Greenleaf, 747-2201. Average high temperature, late April, 69. Record high on this date, 94, in 1953. The average low, 46. Record low, 26, in 1986. Sunset this evening, 8:07. Sunrise in the morning, 6:34.
Yogi Berra once said, "You can observe a lot just by watching." It's never been truer than in nature during springtime. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Keep up to date with the new and exciting attractions and events from across the state, the freshest recipes and fun crafty activities for your family by visiting www.kansaslivingmagazine.com. Kansas Farm Bureau's new website provides you with a variety of content, from feature stories, things to see and do, great kitchen ideas, Kids Corner, and ebooks. Find fun projects that are bound to keep the whole family entertained. Visit today at www.kansaslivingmagazine.com.
Lauren, age 16, Farm Bureau family member.
I started learning at a young age that animal care is important. It was harder when I was littler because I really didn't understand why I would raise an animal and then just have it go off and be butchered. But then Dad would be like, "It's fine, you know, that's what people live off of." When people pick up that piece of meat from the store, I want them to know that meat is safe and that animal was cared for.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau care and respect practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 23rd, the 113th day of the year. It's believed that William Shakespeare was born on this day, and Coca-Cola introduced its ill-fated New Coke formula in 1985. If you haven't noticed yet, take some time to observe the whirlwind of wildlife activity going on all around us. This is when courtship and nest-building rituals are at their height for all kinds of creatures. Call of spring peepers rings from wetland areas, while the mating calls of songbirds echo at dawn. Monarch butterflies are following the blooming of milkweed plants on their northward migration. And newborn grazing animals are taking their first steps on unsteady legs. It's a glorious time of year to be a wildlife watcher. Don't miss it. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's all even in the Cavs-Pacers series, and John Wall carries the Wizards. Hi, everybody. I'm Sharon Reed, reporting on sports. The Cleveland Cavaliers survived a late comeback from the Indiana Pacers, thanks to some clutch shots from LeBron James.
Tyronn Lue going with Kyle Korver and Jeff Green down the stretch here. 1:55 to go. Cavaliers 99, Pacers 95. Here goes LeBron, spins down the lane, lays it up and lays it in.
On WTAM, James with a double-double, 32 points and 13 rebounds. Final score, 104-100. The Cavs and Pacers head back to Cleveland with the series tied at two games apiece. Over in Washington, John Wall played the entire second half, leading the Wizards to a win over the Toronto Raptors.
Wall near midcourt will use some of the clock. Now Wall goes in attack mode, right of the lane, down to the baseline right, shooting to his left, fading to his right, scores!
On WFED, Wall put up 27 points along with 14 assists. Wizards win it 106-98. That series is also tied at two. This is ABC Sports. On the ice, the Nashville Predators punched their ticket to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Forsberg down the left wing, Arvidsson the right side, and Forsberg shot, he scores! Philip Forsberg got it around the Hamburglar, and the Predators take a 3-0 lead.
On 102.5, the game. The Preds beat the Avalanche 5-0 for a 4-2 series win. They'll take on a familiar foe in the next round, the Winnipeg Jets.
You know, we saw how the regular season went against them. They're good hockey games. You know, they got size, they got skill, they got speed.
Predators forward Austin Watson. The Predators were 3-2 against the Jets in the regular season. In baseball, the Dodgers needed a late rally to get the win against the Washington Nationals.
Ground ball, pass, Zimmerman headed toward the right field corner. Here comes Taylor. Seager's on his way home. And he is going to make it.
On KLAC, the Dodgers take it 4-3. Sharon Reed, ABC.
Is your concrete looking a little rough? Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to complement your home or business. We offer stamped and stained concrete for a unique and custom look. Inline can also replace or add a concrete approach for your commercial building or farm shed. Call Inline today at 562-5525 for all your concrete needs.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Whether you eat them fresh, steamed, or in soups, peas are packed full of protein, fiber, and micronutrients. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This nutritious vegetable helps manage weight, strengthen the immune system, regulate blood sugar, and fight inflammation. Add them to your diet, and you just may notice an increase in your energy level. Gardeners classify peas in three general categories, including garden or English peas, snow peas, and sugar snap peas. English peas have a sweet flavor and bright green color. The plump seeds are removed, the pods discarded, and only the seeds are eaten. Snow peas are flat with small seeds inside an edible pod. These are often used in stir fries. Sugar snap peas have a plump, edible pod filled with seeds and can be eaten fresh or cooked. Grow and harvest peas during the cooler months for the greatest yields and best flavor. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Before there was a Got Milk slogan, some dairymen used an amendment to the Constitution to help keep their product ahead of a more evil beverage of the day. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion,
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
Earl Dodge is a history book on the Prohibition Party. He's the former chairman of the party, and he says there were many groups that worked together to ban alcohol back in 1920.
Many of the insurance companies and the dairy firms of that day gave heavily to the Prohibition movement because the insurance companies were paying out horrendous claims because of work accidents caused by booze, and the dairies were losing a lot of their business.
Many in Congress didn't support Prohibition, but not voting for it meant risking their job.
The Prohibition Party was the only party that ever supported Prohibition. Neither major party ever put it in its platform. But back then, to be against Prohibition would be like calling for the abolition of Social Security today. I mean, in most districts, it would mean defeat. So a lot of people voted for it to be enacted in Congress, even though they weren't for it, because it was their political life.
Even before Prohibition began in 1920, the party was making strides in Congress.
We elected two members to Congress, one of them, Charles Randall, during the First World War, attached a rider to an agricultural bill that called for wartime prohibition. Now, that didn't ban the sale, but it banned the manufacture because they had to use the grains to help feed people in Europe and the soldiers. And that worked so well that then when the Prohibition Amendment was proposed, it got passed.
Rural America was more supportive than urban dwellers, but by 1933, the system just wasn't working. And the 21st Amendment repealed the 18th Amendment that had gone into effect 13 years earlier. Traveling the countryside in Lakewood, Colorado, I'm Andrew McCray.
Doesn't make you happy, plant something else. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Get the most out of your garden by choosing plants that enliven your senses as you're living the country life. This episode of Living the Country Life is brought to you by Kubota. Find great financing on some of the hardest working tractors in America at KubotaUSA.com.
What's the best-selling small tractor in America? Kubota's BX Series Subcompacts. No other subcompact tractors on the market have so much power and versatility designed to fit in your garage. Dig, haul, and plant your acreage from daily chores to weekend projects. And if you're looking to mow right now, a 54-inch mower deck is included. Now get a BX 1880 for as low as $99 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
I have a lilac bush that is probably one of the ugliest I've ever seen. But when I bury my nose in the flowers and drink in that amazing smell, it doesn't matter what they look like. We can deepen our sensory experiences in the garden by planting for sight, taste, feel, smell, and sounds that are important to us. Kelly Alsup is an extension horticulture educator at the University of Illinois and has developed a sensory garden program. She says during her classes, she takes students through an imagination exercise where they pretend they're in a garden and thinking about their memories and senses.
Think about, what does the sky look like? What flowers do you see? What do you smell?
and I have them pretend to touch plants in the garden, and they have to tell me what that feels like. And then we talk about the sounds. Then at the very end, I kind of bring in that nostalgia.
Alsup says going through this exercise has caused some gardeners to reevaluate what they're planting. Sure, flowers are pretty, but is that what deepens your sensory experience in the garden?
I think we need to go beyond sight, because when you walk into a garden center or a greenhouse, everything looks good. But how are you going to interact with these plants? Speaking of my father, in the last few years of his life, if the plant did not smell good, he was not going to plant it.
Alsup says when children are involved in interactive activities such as digging in the soil and listening to what they hear in the garden, they're more likely to appreciate nature and the outdoors. Learn more about gardening with your senses at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The farmer who holds the new world record for corn yield. Today on the Farm Journal Report.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Last fall, Charles City, Virginia farmer David Hula won the National Corn Growers Association 2017 yield contest with a 542 bushels per acre crop.
The seed technologies have brought us to where I do feel that the genetic potential for corn is about 800 to 850 bushels in a bag when you go to open it. Today, we can't make more bushels. It's just a system on how we're able to protect the bushels once we plant it. You know, the seed's going to carry you so far, it gives you that foundation, and then the management side is the key to where it allows you to save as many bushels as you can.
Hula credits the top crop to uniform emergence, a focus on plant health, and breaking out of the same old.
Most growers aren't willing to try something new. They're kind of in that insanity model. They just keep doing the same thing over and over again. What I would recommend to most growers is to take one section of some field and try something new that they haven't done in the past and just see how it filters out. And then if they have good success there, then try it on some more acres the following year or try multiple things. Because I've had a lot more failures than I've had successes. And if I continue to kind of stop because I failed, then we wouldn't be where we are today.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farmers will find no relief from tariff retaliation in the GOP farm bill draft. House Ag Chair Mike Conaway says USDA has flexibility, though, to offset losses in an earlier disaster bill. The proposed 2018 farm bill, unlikely to provide producer relief from tariff retaliation from China or others, the money just isn't there. Chairman Conaway says he's working with a bare-bones budget to write the farm bill and argues there are already money available in an earlier passed bill.
Those near-term emergency protections were revitalized with a supplemental under Section 32 for Sonny Perdue to be able to use. So the Secretary of Ag will be able to be more nimble with respect to that, and that's already in place.
Well, there's also the recently passed omnibus budget bill that eases restrictions on the Secretary's Commodity Credit Corporation borrowing authority. Through the existing $30 billion ceiling would be reduced by other commodity spending. Chairman Conaway says the Farm Bill, meantime, extends current programs to promote ag sales abroad.
The market access program, the foreign market development programs, those really important programs that help sell American products around the world. The French spend more on peddling French wine than we spend on our entire program.
Farm groups are arguing they'd rather have markets than government payments, but can't afford to lose a massive market like China if there is a trade war. National corn growers want a farm bill solution to any tariff retaliation. American Soybean Association, American Farm Bureau, waiting to see what the administration offers while hoping trade tensions with China ease. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. This day, taking a look at what pig farmers in China are doing with production. After this message.
If you're tired of your clothing being ruined by a spill or a stain, now there is hope. Thanks to Wink Wash Away Laundry Stain Remover. This easy and safe to use pre-wash stain remover is a must-have in the laundry room for all washable, color-fast fabrics, including wool, cotton, synthetics, and even cashmere. And for those unexpected stains when you're on the go, watch them vanish with Wink Instant Spot Remover. Check them out at www.whink.com.
I made my first trip to China in 1976. I was part of an Illinois trade mission that was established by Governor Jim Thompson to let the Chinese farmers know that Illinois corn and soybeans could certainly help with their production of pork. Because on that trip, I learned there were about 250 million hogs in China. But they weren't being raised for food, they were being raised for fertilizer, because that was a major need for Chinese agriculture. And so every time a pig dropped something, there was somebody there to pick it up and get it on the field to use for fertilizer. They, of course, continue to be the world's biggest producer and consumer of pork. And they have indeed used proper nutrition to produce what has become a domestic glut of pork. And a surge in China's supply of pigs pushed hog prices to 8-year lows in mid-March. And that is telling some Chinese producers, particularly the large ones, to cut back on expansion. And so the Chinese pig farmer is adjusting expansion plans or putting planned projects on hold because of the fact that hog prices have hit an 8-year low because of the oversupply in China. Hog prices hovering around $1.59 per kilogram in major production provinces. And at the same time, feed prices have been high for much of the past year amid tighter supplies of Chinese corn and strong soy meal prices. And feed in China can account for as much as 80% of production costs in Chinese pig farmers. So Chinese pig farmers are saying enough is enough. They're cutting back on production expansion. Back with the final word after this message.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
I guess it's a saying that we can say over and over again when it comes to weather for crops. Don't mess with Mother Nature. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
When the corn starts peeking out of the ground, take a good look at the stand. Stay tuned for How to Diagnose Corn Emergence Issues on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
If you're farming today, you know all about taking risks. Well, here's one risk you don't have to take anymore. The risk of IDID, or internal diesel injector deposits. Because now Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel has an advanced injection stabilizer to prevent IDID. So you don't have to risk injector failure, clogged filters, and downtime anymore. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster is even backed by a 10-year, 10,000-hour warranty for even less risk.
Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
It's a happy day when the corn starts coming up. Make sure you go out a few times and inspect it. You're more likely to catch any problems and make a diagnosis when the symptoms are readily visible. Check for patterns of seedling emergence, uniformity of the stand, and color of the leaves. Jerry Guerin is a diversified ag and natural resources extension agent at Kansas State University. She says if the corn comes up fine, then suddenly wilts or even dies, suspect root damage.
There are some insects like the wireworm and white grub. They will feed on the roots, and sometimes they will cause severe damage to the roots and not allow those plants to continue uptaking nutrients and moisture. Sometimes if you have plants that came up but they looked yellow when wilted, it could be due to a compacted area in the field or if it's poorly drained.
Corn leaves that suffer freeze or frost damage will look like they're water-soaked, then turn white. Plants can recover from this, but if it was so cold that the roots were frozen, they will die. Karen says leaves that start turning yellow might indicate a nutrient deficiency.
So if you're seeing yellow discoloration in the bottom, the older, lower leaves, that's usually an indication of nitrogen, whereas the opposite would be a sulfur deficiency. You see yellowing kind of in the newer, younger leaves. Potassium also has yellowing discoloration, but it's usually on the leaf margin.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about diagnosing corn emergence issues at agriculture.com.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum gives us a rundown on some of the key numbers from Friday's Cattle on Feed reports.
The number of cattle on feed in feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 head or greater on April 1st was 11.7 million head, which was 7% above a year ago. Producers placed 1.9 million head of cattle on feed during March, which was about a 9% below a year ago. Feedlots marketed 1.8 million head of cattle during March, which was 4% below a year ago. But if you account for the fact that there was one extra slaughter day in March, the per-day slaughter was actually fractionally above 2017.
One interesting aspect of the report was the unusually high number of heifers and heifer calves placed on feed.
Obviously, the question that's most interesting for everybody is the number of heifers and heifer calves on feed, and that was just under 4.2 million head, which was 14% above a year ago and represents about 35.7% of the total number of cattle on feed on April 1st. This compares to about 33.7% a year ago.
So the question becomes, does this large number indicate that the herd expansion is slowing down?
That percentage of heifers on feed may be a reflection of some potential slowing in the expansion of the breeding herd.
But of course, there are some very good reasons for that.
Dry conditions, relatively weak cattle prices going forward, which obviously works its way back down the chain to feeder calf prices. We do expect to see those prices even come down further as we move into the mid part of the year, probably averaging in the high 130s.
USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
White Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
Mid-America Ag Network is your one-stop shop for markets, news, and weather. From the planting season to the harvest season to the prepping season, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you informed on the latest trends, discussions, and technology. Plus, with up-to-the-minute market reports and daily reviews on commodity prices, you're sure to make the best decisions as a farmer and family with the best information. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.